Hey guys, this is Nick, quickly recording a little bit of an intro. Welcome to My Epic Movies. This week we're watching Baby, the Secret of the Lost Legend. It took me 5 times to get that right, and frankly, I still may have got it wrong. This is a weird animatronic dinosaur movie. It's kind of Disney, it's kind of Touchstone, it's kind of weird. It's actually much cuter than we thought it would be. But there you have it. This is a Matt Quinn find, if you couldn't tell. He's going to fawn over this movie, and it was a lot of fun. Thanks for listening, subscribing. We haven't gotten any reviews in a while. So if you're listening out there in TV land, please rate and review us wherever you get us. I appreciate the Australian reviews and such we've been getting, but just in general, please, anyone. Also, consider joining the Patreon. You get a couple extra episodes as we go. And I don't know if I mentioned this enough, but you get the entire back catalog as well. So thanks for all you do. And we appreciate you. Bye, guys.
Welcome to My Epic Movies. We have been talking about nonsense. We watched Baby, the Secret of the Lost Legend. I've been getting this title wrong all night. Is that right, Matt?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm Nick Ovenos of Cineprop, and on panel we have...
Matthew W. Quinn, who suggested this movie.
Jeremy.
And John.
So we have watched a... Touchstone Disney-ish picture about a dinosaur and a lot of female nudity. A shocking amount for a PG. A
shocking amount of male nudity, too.
Dude, you get some side peen in this, and it's, you know, it's good-looking side peen. Nothing subtle about this for a kid.
I mean, the side is where you get the veins.
That's right. And again, more nudity than you'd expect from the theater that put out, what, Hunchback? Oh, this is Little Mermaid. This is the same time as Little Mermaid. Which also has a giant
drinking
cup.
It explains a lot.
It does. One of the castle turrets is supposed to be a penis, right?
They have since edited it, so it no longer looks like that.
Well, I'm sorry, kids. If you look it up on Disney Plus, so if you go into the incognito tab and look up Little Mermaid art, you might find something there.
I maintain that either Little Dinosaur or Sean Young is a Disney princess.
Speaking of phallic items, the little dinosaur was a brontosaurus, right?
We have a brontosaurus.
A big one and a little one.
Okay, Matt, I'm going to ask you to say one thing right now, which is the pronunciation of the cryptid it's talking about.
Mokalia Membe.
All right, so as they say, darkest Africa before they get cut off, there's a tribe that worships a brontosaurus called...
Mokalia Membe.
I'm going to just punch you in the shoulder. Whenever I do that, you've got to say...
Go to hell, Nick.
There we go. Okay, good. Matt, so you did the last one. John, can you give us a plot synopsis of this movie?
Oof.
Or should I ask Jeremy?
It's all you, John.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So we're on an Indiana Jones-esque paleontological dig.
We're on a Jurassic Park dinosaur dig. Alan Grant.
Did this movie, if you combined a little bit of Indiana Jones with Jurassic Park, that's what you got. And King Kong. And so we're on a dig in Africa. They're digging for eggs. Not really sure what.
I assume dinosaurs.
They're finding bones, and the Sean Young's character goes up to number 6.
That's right. McGoohan.
Yeah, Patrick McGoohan. And he's the head of the dig, and he's convincing her that, no, that's not an actual dinosaur bone. That's a giraffe, or that's something. Meanwhile, he's taking these dinosaur bones with his gay lover, and they're going off to some other country to find an actual dinosaur.
Nigel Jenkins.
Because of course he's Nigel.
Of course he is.
Who's Julian Fellowes from the Downton Abbey and Gosford Park and all that. This is why he's not on screen very often.
Professional competition among paleontologists is absolutely brutal.
Apparently, yeah. They hire roving gangs of militias to capture your dinosaur and keep it doped up.
And kill the rival paleontologist who's your postdoc.
Yes, and absolutely kill your students.
Yeah, it's weird because it's also not originally a competition. Michael Crichton, dragon teeth. Like, they're actually American paleontologists that do this. But they're corpses, right? Like, they're looking for dinosaur bones. This becomes a weird hunt. Like, there's no answers.
Well,
like,
at the beginning of the movie, I think evil graduate advisor shanks a guy and steals his dinosaur pictures in a parade.
Dude, we get some hardcore, like, snuff film footage of, like, it's grainy Bigfoot footage. Right, yeah. Like, I mean, first of all, we're looking in way too many focused areas. It needs to be out of focus, hazy footage. We need a Sasquatch.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so the cold open is, well, I mean, we have to address this at some point, but there's a lot of nudity in this movie. And so we like, the cold open is a parade, like we're watching Live and Let Die for half a second. But then there's
half an hour.
Well,
yeah. The parade goes on.
It does
and
go
on and
it's
on.
It's establishing that this is Africa.
But
this
literally,
the
second shot, though, is just topless women, like dancing around. Right? Like, and then Patrick McGoohan goes and shanks some dude
the
and steals
white
his
guys in the scene.
Saucy dino pics.
Yeah, it's very James Bond-ish that, yeah, they meet up, one guy shares pictures, and Patrick McGoohan just shanks him. And it's like, yep, I have a dinosaur now. Bye.
No, he has evidence of a dinosaur.
Yes.
As though his long-lost quest is still alive. Like,
which we have no bearing on really whatsoever.
Because he's been looking, apparently, for months, I assume looking for old dinosaur bones, in this one spot. And so he murders a dude in the town over because it's evidence of a dinosaur? Like,
and
none of
well,
this.
He really, really wants to get the credit for discovering the living dinosaur. He's going to shank people and murder his grad students. He's definitely be a dick.
So he disappears, and we're introduced to some French doctor
who is genuinely trying to help. Like, so there's a tribe downstream that is dying, and the first couple people they sent over, apparently they thought were dying of cholera, but they were dying of essentially food poisoning, right? Streptococci?
Staph.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a staph infection, which doesn't make sense. But they were dying of food poisoning, they keep saying.
And
which
the
is,
doctor says something along the lines of, yeah, that doesn't make sense. They've been eating the same diet for thousands of years. All of a sudden, they're getting food poisoning. Something has changed.
What I just wanted is like a McRib package to float downstream at that very moment.
Yeah.
Just like, no, the Flintstones movie. It's killing people.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, stay tuned. We've been talking about it for years, but John Goodman straight up kills a guy by inventing cement in the end of that movie. I think he kills Kyle MacLachlan.
Yep.
Jeremy is having nom flashbacks. He shudders and goes,
it wasn't Rob Lowe?
What?
Rob Lowe was in that, wasn't he?
No, it's
Kyle MacLachlan.
Was it? Oh, I thought it was
and,
Rob Lowe.
And Halle Berry, I think?
Are you thinking of Wayne's World?
Yeah.
I mean, aren't you constantly also thinking of Wayne's World?
As we should.
I haven't seen that in so fucking long. Maybe we'll put it on after this. We don't have to watch
better
that
movie. Yeah.
It's almost the same time period, too. It's a better movie.
Yeah.
In the meantime, this movie just plods along.
They come across the dinosaur because the husband and wife go off chasing each other, really. They're having marital issues. She goes in search of this tribe. He goes with her. They find the dinosaur. Yay!
I guess we should introduce Beefcake here. Where the cold open is him
so
trying.
Sean Young.
Sean Young, who's the only actress trying in this movie.
The only person, really. Because even Patrick McGoohan isn't really trying.
No, no one's trying in this movie except for her. But he, our introduction to him, and we're introduced to him before her, which is just baffling.
Well, he's the male lead, isn't he? He's supposed to be the Indian.
Male
Jones.
Lead. He's leading nothing.
No.
He's
teaching the tribes
baseball.
Yeah. And he's a journalist somehow?
Yeah, he's a newspaper reporter. And they're going to give him a new job if he comes back to America fast.
This scene is this close to be a Zucker Abrams Zucker film where, like, they know how to play soccer and he's an asshole and doesn't want to learn soccer. So he's teaching them baseball. And at one point, the dude hits a single and they. He starts beating people to death, right? Like,
I think he ran the other
way. He's running the bases and he's using the bat to hit people who are trying to take him
which
out.
Which is a much better game, let's face it.
I mean, we're halfway to basketballs, which is. I was going to say, this is better than basketballs. as far as movies go.
Is it that hard?
No, but, you know, we're still on this show, so yeah. South Park, the movie, might never be on this because it's too good.
It's too good.
It's too good. Yeah, anyway, so he's finally gotten a job after being a layabout for 6 months. He's going to be the sports column writer for a newspaper.
Yeah.
And they called him, by the way, he must be like a hot shit because you're calling super long distance in 1984 to get somewhere in the middle of Cote d'Ivoire, Africa, to give a guy a job. He must be being paid $1 billion. Like,
and yet he's the sports writer for X Magazine.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, come on. Even Sports Illustrated is like, you know what? We'll see if he makes it back alive.
Yeah, because his wife is a postdoc, and this is an assignment for her, so he's with her.
Well, she's a paleontologist. She's actually doing work, and he's teaching natives how to play baseball, which, I mean, I get it. I like baseball, but no, man. No, come on. Anyone.
Anything. Well, the French probably taught them soccer. We have to, you know, detox them.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Christ.
You go with what you can, I guess. And if this was made by Disney, they're not going to show soccer. They're going to show baseball.
Yeah, what are we doing? Bend it like Beckham or something? Anyway, so at this point we get introduced to the fact that she finds a vertebrae bone of some sort, analyze it. They think it's supposed to be... She thinks it's a brontosaurus neck bone, but the doctoral advisor says... It's only 80 years old. And, I mean...
Probably a giraffe.
Right. And I'm supposed to lose my hat here. The problem is, it's called Baby the Secret of the Lost Legend, and I don't know what the trailer looks like, but I imagine they spilled the beans that there were dinosaurs in it. You can just fucking show me the dinosaur. That's the problem with all of these kinds of movies, I guess, except for Jurassic Park, where the cold open is a dinosaur killing someone, and then we have another dinosaur sighting in about 20 minutes.
Yeah,
get to the fucking dinosaur.
Yeah, it's 30 minutes so we get to the dinosaur, and in between we have a bunch of National Geographic nonsense.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. They're African women, so they don't count, I guess, because this is still PG. But the second we almost have white people nudity, the dinosaur shuts that shit down. The dinosaur being the MPAA here, like, they just, they get to it immediately. Right?
Yeah. And the paleontologist, she's found a bone. She says it's possibly a dinosaur. He says it's a giraffe. The French biologist or doctor or whoever says, no, who has another bone, the same type of bone that he found from this other tribe. He says, that's not a mammal bone. This is a lizard bone. If you're a paleontologist, you should know the difference between a mammal bone that is current and a lizard bone or amphibian or whatever the hell it was, millions of years old.
I'm pretty sure the doctoral advisor knows that dinosaur. He is BSing her.
She should know.
Well, and to be clear, Matt, this is a postdoc, so she already has her doctoral degree. She's Professor, I guess.
Doctor what?
Yeah, Professor Plot. And so she knows what she's doing, and like this corpse man tells her she's wrong.
If she were an undergrad, that would make more sense. Because they don't know anything.
Well, and that's the scene, again, that's better in Jurassic Park, where they find the thing, Grant can't make the technology work, it works, and then he threatens a kid with a claw.
With evisceration, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's what you need. You need someone who's like a naive, like a little kid, a waif type.
You don't have two supposed specialists in their field, one of them immediately backing down, saying, oh, I guess you're right.
And she does it like 6 times. She's like, well, at least everyone's alive. No, you need credit for anything. It's publish or perish. Also, we have a weird chase scene with her, like, fiance, husband, whatever, on a moped chasing her. And he just goes, that bitch. And you're just like, dude.
And the next scene,
they were supposed to leave, and she took off without him to go deeper to the jungle chasing a dinosaur, and he's a bit mad.
Because he wants a job, man. Like, I get she's chasing bones in Cote d'Ivoire, but then she leaves a note for him that says, I'm getting out. I guess I'm helping this random French priest.
Well, of course, the scene after he calls her a bitch, after she flies off, he hops on a plane to go after her, and the guy says, oh, if my wife did that, I would whip, I'm with I'd her. Whip that bitch.
I am I am six of 19 kids because my father had four wives.
Mm-hmm.
This movie is super racist, by the way. We didn't get to it. And he goes, so what would you do if your wife did that to you? And he goes, I'd weep her. And then they just start playing shitty rock music from Africa or whatever's going on in this. This movie is so racist. It's so racist. This is not a comment on Matt, who is looking at me side-eyed, because you were like six when you watched this. This movie needs to never exist. And the fact that Disney's like, yeah, more black lady titties, is a lot. Because they're everywhere, and they're like, and by the end, she's taking, the white woman's taking pictures, nude pictures of the black women, and they just want to show them to each other. It's a weird sight, man.
Hey, by the end of it, she's taking pictures of all the villagers in like formation.
Right.
Yeah, it's something.
And I should point out,
because all the villagers didn't want to help them rescue the dinosaur
later. None of the women, though. They never show up
That's
again.
True.
They're gone. They're written out of movie town.
They serve their purpose. But I should point out, Matt is the only one of us who had ever heard of this movie.
It. I was half positive he made it up until I like Googled it.
Yeah, and even Googling it, I had to get it absolutely correct, otherwise other things popped up.
Yeah, because I kept wanting to add dinosaur to the title, right? Like,
why is dinosaur not in the title of this dinosaur movie?
Dinosaur.
It's Baby the Last Legend or
Secret of the Last Legend.
Lost Legend. Which sounds more like a game show on Nickelodeon than it does a movie about dinosaurs.
There's no hidden temple though.
But
there should be.
But I was gonna say, they need to decide, because it'd almost be better if the last shot is them finally finding the dinosaur. Although I will say, the dinosaur puppets are puppets.
The
they look good. They move around.
You guys love the puppets.
They are fantastic.
They're the best part.
For a cheesy, dead, bottom barrel kind of movie in the mid-80s, these animatronics or puppets or whatever you want to call them are fantastic.
Well, let's back up. It's 90% possible that there's two midgets in a suit here. Right, like
guarantee,
or children, possibly children, like
the legs are definitely people.
Yeah, and there's like it's not Henson, but it's close. Like looking around,
like the eyes blink and the heads move and the mouth opens. The necks definitely have like odd kinks in them where you know that there's machinery in there, but the legs move nicely. The animals look pretty realistic.
Indeed.
There was a lot of similarities in shots, especially at the end, that you could easily see, like, Jurassic Park pulled some of that stuff from it. Because the dinosaur is chasing Steve McGoohan, or Patrick McGoohan, and it's like, you could see it in the rearview mirror, the dinosaur's right there, and it's all coming up, oh no, it's T-Rex. Yeah. And, spoilers, he dies by the T-Rex.
He's
torn in half by that thing.
Yeah, picks him up and drops him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for those of you who have not seen this, They were complimenting the effects. The guy who did it is named Peter Anderson. He did Close Encounters of the Third Kind. He did Tron. He did Disney fans will like Captain EO. It's a lot of special effects. And the special effects work. But you can tell, first of all, super hard, that this was all filmed on in a back lot at Burbank, except for the shots that are Africa. And then they try to layer them, and the CGI green screen does not work.
It looks
they
like
did not
two
let
separate
a dinosaur puppet out of California.
It looks like two separate film stocks together.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, most notably too, it's not only the film stock, but it's also that there's plastic plants and real plants. And so when they leave the jungle and they end up in the quote unquote jungle, you're just like, well, I mean, you could practically see the Pier 1 import labels on everything here. It's rough. It's a solid, like, crappy transition. The rest of this movie is them trying to protect Baby the dinosaur
from her evil doctoral advisor, who had recruited like some local military guys to help them capture dinosaurs. They kill the father. They're going to kill Sean Young and her husband, except the villagers show up and save them.
Well, we should stop for a second and talk about this escape scene, because the mama is tranked. We find out it's the mama, and she's tranked because they want to bring it back to America to do experiments on it. And then the dad shows up on a rampage. And the dad on a rampage, they pull out a machine gun and just blow the shit out of this, like, puppet. And there's just blood everywhere. It's dripping into the water. the thing like super dies. That's a hell of a scene.
For... And then it comes back out of the water and lays its head next to the mother, which is Trank.
While it's bleeding, like
that's and she's like crying over it. Like it's. I think we mentioned it was like a Dumbo type scene. Like these animals are tearing over each other.
And they're fucking dying. Like, yeah. The as the mom is being Trank, so her eyes are rolling back in her head. It puts the head over the dad, and then they kick the dad's corpse downstream. Like, this is brutal.
Disney in the 80s.
Dude, someone did some solid lines of blow, and they're just like, but what if everyone fucking died?
And at some point, baby dinosaur finds the dead father dinosaur, literally cries over, complete with tears.
Mm. Yeah, no, tears are running down that fucker's face. The kids movie, man. Bambi does not cry for a third of an act. These talkingless dinosaurs do. This is more akin to Fox and the Hound, which is somehow a sadder movie.
Meanwhile, Sean Young and her husband aren't dead. They find Baby and they try and beat Eric to civilization with the dinosaur.
That's right.
At this point, they're still trying to publish first.
Yeah, she wants to, I mean, again, you're a postdoc. It's either publish or you've wasted 2 years of your life. And she wants to get the story first. Though I don't know what a paleontology journal would do if you said, I found a live dinosaur.
Well, if you have pictures.
Yeah, but it's still not but it's not paleontology.
Do you think that would matter?
Yes.
We've got a living dinosaur.
Yes. Okay, so Matt, you're getting your PhD in history. If all of a sudden you learn French, that's not a PhD anymore. You're doing something else. So
I'm pretty sure a journal would still publish a living dinosaur.
About what? It's paleontology is about discovering old shit. It's like saying, you know what's old?
A living dinosaur.
I kind of feel like I'm on side with Matt here that...
Our field doesn't matter.
Well, it's a living dinosaur.
If we're living you're studying dinosaurs, it's a living dinosaur.
No, but I like it. Like, this is the final episode of the journal. we have filed the live one.
The headline of the Journal of Paleontology, holy fuck, a living dinosaur.
but I wonder what, the National Institute of Paleontology did when they found a coelacanth. Right? Like, they're just like, I guess, fuck it.
They denied it at first, and then said, okay, I guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like, I guess. I mean, it's a fish, so it almost counts. Almost like a fish?
Yeah. It's not really a dinosaur. All right. Yeah, it's fish.
Is it delicious? I mean, anyone ever... just an Animal Crossing.
Okay, well, has anyone actually eaten a coelacanth? I don't want to Google it.
I'm sure they have. You know what fish are for? Fish are food. Fish are delicious. I'm a cat, damn it. That's all I can eat on Fridays.
I thought we were friends.
Fish?
I mean, Kelly agrees with you. On the nose.
Okay. Fish are friends, not food.
Thanks, okay. Kelly.
I'm not on mic, but I got you.
Yeah, so never mind that he and his local African warlord cronies have just tried to kill her. It's still, I publish first.
And
seriously,
some point she does become more of a mother figure to the dinosaur, and she takes over that role. We need to find the mother again. We need to reunite these two, I don't know, for the benefit of the animal, I guess.
Well, we should get to the scene that Matt was told to fast forward through. The entire part of the movie...
George's penis after he's bathing.
Oh, dude, so much penis.
They decide to have some jungle nookie that the dinosaur interrupts repeatedly.
Jungle love.
Yeah, jungle love is driving me, man. It's making me crazy.
Anyone who's ever had a dog in the room when you're trying to...
No, the dog will just sit and watch.
The baby dinosaur just keeps trying to intrude on their intimate time, which even we mentioned, like, every time they're together, basically, they try to have sex.
The mommy-daddy dance. In fact, we're even introduced to her taking her birth control pill, which is probably the reason why this didn't end up on the Disney Plus. she takes out the old, kind of shell case and, like, pops out her pill and, like, and he comments on it, which is something.
Yeah. Like, if they release it to Disney Plus, she'll be holding a walkie-talkie.
Some bad photoshopping.
Yeah, because a big part of this is, I think, that he wants to have kids and she doesn't, at least not now.
Specifically, he wants to have 6 kids because he's 1 of 6, which is a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, right. He wants to be his mother. Wait, let me try that again. He wants seven, which is a lot.
Which is a weird subtext to this movie. Like, there's a lot going on for not a lot happening.
But I mean, it's all about bad hypermasculinity because he's like, come on, hon, I know you just got a postdoc and a dissertation done, but I'm going to be a sports columnist at a mild newspaper.
It said The Post. It didn't say which one.
And we have to leave now to go. So you drop everything. So let's go.
Yeah, the Yankees are playing tomorrow at the something. Like, it's all nonsense.
Yeah.
So these two people dealing with their marital issues by saving a couple of dinosaurs from her dickhead doctoral advisor.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I mean, like anyone who's defended a thesis, that's about right.
It's about right, yeah. No, I had to kill three other people to make sure that my dissertation was published.
It really is like a gauntlet.
Georgia State is like the Hunger Games sometimes.
Yeah. They've only got one thesis to, or one doctor to give out, so you have to defend that.
Yeah, Professor Lauren Thompson. She knows what she did.
Defend that with an Uzi.
Exactly. Defend it with your life.
That's right. But I mean, then the last two-thirds of this is a mixture of, where's the baby? I need to find the baby. We were trying to have sex and the baby ran away. I mean, isn't it always the way?
And them trying to capture the mother from the bad guy base repeatedly and failing.
Luckily, African villagers who Sean Young impressed with her mad Polaroid skills show up and help them whoop on the African colonel who got murdered by evil doctoral advisor who then tried to frame them for it.
We didn't talk about the magic. Where, like, they're drinking some hallucinogenic, as he puts it, near beer. And then all of a sudden, the entire tribe disappears like it's a bad it's an Outer Limits episode. Where everyone fades out of existence and then a fucking dinosaur shows up and eats their tent. That's never explained.
Because they just drop it. It's like, okay, the entire tribe just disappeared. Let's go into our tent. By the way, I love you. You're taking your birth control pill. Let's have some sex.
She's like, no. And he's like, I'm the man. And she's like, I guess so. And then everything. And then a dinosaurus
interrupt us the first time.
In that same scene, I'm still confused about it. Because they say it's like, well, he's trying to convince her, well, we're out in nature. You can hear all the insects. And that's all you have. And we hear the soundtrack. Or sound effect.
Jerry Goldsmith.
Of the insects, you know, calling in the background, and then all of a sudden it stops.
Dun, 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 dun.
And you think, okay, what's going on? It's like Blair Witch or something out there. And then it just picks back up like, oh, okay. But I guess we're not going to mention how the insects all just suddenly stopped.
And then the dinosaur bites the top of the tent and pulls them out of it?
I guess, yeah. Somehow their tent is porous like that.
Yeah, it grabs a tent, yanks it up, and dumps them out. And they just see it leaving, so that they start chasing it.
Well, but again,
the next day,
we can't even. The tribe disappears. All that's left is a bonfire and a bunch of white people.
And they're just like,
someone didn't get told you always put the fire out when you leave.
Dude,
well, yeah.
Because you gave the white people a bunch of hallucinogens. We still don't know what that was about. They figured out a contract.
The dinosaur, didn't they? Is that what triggered it? Because they're starting to trip balls, and Sean Young, as the tribal leader, like, she draws on a piece of paper, the dinosaur, have you seen this? And so then everybody disappears.
So this is all some sort of elaborate prank on the white people.
Well, but then the same exact people show up later. Because that dude is the one who grabs the machine gun at the end, or the Uzi at the end, and like starts firing it randomly and killing people. And then he smiles a big old smile for murder.
Yay.
This movie's weird.
Like, who's the audience of this? Is it children? Because there's a whole lot of adult stuff going on.
No. Here's what this is. This is a dad for noon movie because the kids might wander in and out. But again, like, it's just action, a lot of African women nudity, and you're like, no, it doesn't count. Okay.
That's probably how they got away with that. Because, like, it's not sexual, which is okay, but also it's like borderline documentary style.
Yeah, it's like national. This is like the first third of this movie is very National Geographic.
That's probably why it sucked.
but like, there's no Richard Attenborough. It'd be great if there was narration the whole time.
And so it was the American postdoc You know, won the trust of the tribe by showing them Polaroids of themselves.
I mean, just like the last movie we watched, it had a cue card at the beginning that explained the entire movie. So there are dinosaurs that roam the earth, and they're called...
Mekalia Membe.
Gotta get my poking stick.
And people don't know it exists, but wait. ...
Yeah, well, the dinosaur's probably in the cover of the movie.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing that's weird to me. It still takes way too long to get there. But, like, again, when they're in the village, you're just like, is this supposed to be an anthropological? Like,
we lost white people, introduced them to quinoa.
But, like, that's the thing. If it's Indiana Jones and we're in the second movie, which isn't great, but at least the whole point is they're driving the plot. The dancing topless women have nothing to do with anything. It's just like,
is this not
keep
similar
dancing.
To that other Michael Crichton one about the monkeys?
Congo. Dude.
This is
Congo
very similar
to
keep
their clothes on.
But the special effects guy also did Congo, by the way.
Well, now we know where he got his inspiration from.
That's right. 5 years later, this came first. This was the point of origin.
It was. I mean, we pointed out the similarities to Jurassic Park. It's very similar in places to King Kong.
Yeah.
And it's Congo. It's the entire Disney crew that made everything between 85 and 92 on this film. Like, it's got a good...
I like the idea that there's, like, a producer who's walking between them filming Mighty Ducks and this, and it's just like, there's more tits in this than in Mighty Ducks.
Not by much, but so...
You shouldn't make
really
fun of Goldberg that way.
Ah,
oh, Christ the cracker. There's not as many malls in this as there is in Mighty Ducks.
It's true.
There's so many more malls. Jeremy, is there anything you want to bring up here?
I don't know. It's weird. See, I had no expectations going into this. I'm glad it didn't go the route of, you know, we're bringing the dinosaur back home, introducing it to American culture. And
it puts up
be surfing by the end of this.
Yeah. Part of me totally expected that from a Disney movie.
Encino Dinosaur.
You know,
Denver
the father
dinosaur
getting machine gunned to shit.
Dude.
Yeah. That was gruesome.
We have a scene out of Apocalypse Now for half a second. Like it just hits just right. I mean, we do practically have the E.T. lying in the gutter scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the dead E.T. in the swamp, in the basin, or whatever that is, yeah.
And rough I mean, shit. We've got the doctor and his associate freaking out over the mother dinosaur being tranked up so much that she's gonna die. Because they keep giving her tranquilizers and she's just, like, limp. They're like, you've given her too much, she's gonna die if you keep giving her this stuff.
Dude, the bitch is ODing!
Basically, yeah.
Dude, it's rough. Yeah. Nigel, the Fey vet.
Yeah, his evil doctoral advisor's crony.
Like I said, for a kids movie, there's a lot going on in this, and just for any movie, there are a lot of just moving parts that don't necessarily fit all together.
No, and yet it's a very charming film. I mean, Sean Young is trying, but there's actually a puppet dinosaur man. Like, that's something. I didn't expect this movie to have something. And in the scenes where there's actually the baby dinosaur, and I imagine, frankly, the parent dinosaurs are just superimposed, like, Dutch angles on the other one. That's why when we see the mother, except for the one time when the head comes in to check the baby, they're all, like, green screened. It's because I don't think they had full puppets of the adult dinos.
Hmm. No.
But... I almost wish this was 20% crappier, so you notice, like, the puppet more. They tried really hard at some points, and that almost hurts it. Make it cheesy, make it almost like an Air Bud with Dinosaurs movie. Like, if the dinosaur at the end is swinging the baseball bat and hitting the baseball, you're like, hey, Chekhov's baseball paid off! It's a movie now! Because then it's like, it's a solid F. But then you could just rewatch it 1,000 times. This movie feels like it's doing something, and that's almost a problem. Like, because there's almost an environmental, like, we should save the white rhino and save whales message, which is weird for this movie. You got a fucking dinosaur. You're like, she's on the phone with the Smithsonian the next minute. Like, he wants to start Jurassic Park. She wants to go to a museum. That's the answer. Like, that's the Indiana Jones thing. Like, yeah. Do we want the Nazis to have it, or do we want the Americans to have it? The answer is the Americans. Like, that's what you should want. But here they're like, it's the same.
It's the same thing as Jurassic Park. You've got the Dr. Hammond, who's, we need to make money off this. And you've got the Dr. Grant, this needs to be studied in a museum.
And then Jeff Goldblum is just like, but, math.
Well, and, he would be the face sidekick.
But he's also sexy.
So yeah, that's, he used to play sidekick.
Right.
Yeah.
Jeremy, you look like you have something to say. No, you didn't.
No.
Let's give it final judgment.
Just before we do that, I guess this could be my final judgment. I'm not really sure. That it's not bad enough to be bad. It's good where it needs to be good, like with the dinosaur. And the plot moves along fairly quickly for what this is. It's not great. And I still don't really understand any of the characters or any of the choices that the director made. But this isn't bad enough that it would be like an MST3K kind of movie.
Sure.
The special effects are too good. The acting is too good.
No, you're right.
I think it must have done okay when it came out, but I just don't understand who the audience was.
Sure. Jeremy?
Yeah, it's not a particularly good movie, but it's better than it has any right to be. I think the biggest issue is tone. I mean, you can see this is why this was a Touchstone movie, not a Disney movie.
Right.
So had they either gone completely hardcore like Jurassic Park or toned it down a bit to make it Disney, it would have been better. So what we get is kind of a weird middle ground, but yeah, it's not bad for what it is.
Yeah. Matt?
It could stand to be tightened up a bit more because, again, like the first third of the movie is way too much National Geographic. Look at the two bumbling white people bumble around, but it didn't suck either.
My final thoughts is kind of everyone's. Like, I almost wish there was more to it or less to it. Like, it's kind of like an afternoon, like, let's just throw something on, but because of the weird nudity, it's like, but this is for dad. This is like a dad for noon. Like, but it's just none of the tone matches. Like, and again, I get it. Like, the nudity is not supposed to matter. But if you're a prudish type, you're not going to just show a movie with this much nudity. Like, all of the tone is tone deaf. Right? Like, it could either be a little bit more violent and get like an early PG-13. Or be none of this and have just a G-rated P, because I don't know what the PG was for, but when he calls his wife a bitch for no reason and there's nudity, that's what it is. You could edit around that. If you edit it around it, it's 74 minutes. But still, like, I don't know why you felt the need to have, like, actual African tribes in this. Like, it tries too hard for no reason. But regardless, I'd recommend trying to find it. It's hard as hell. Like, we got it on Amazon Rental. But otherwise, it's not going to stream anywhere. Disney Plus isn't interested in it. It's Touchstone, so they're burying it. And we can tell because they didn't even have to update the Touchstone logo, which is the same one from the 80s. Like, Universal will stick a new fucking logo on anything. So they've forgotten about this nonsense. But, you know, it is what it is. Regardless, thanks for listening, subscribing, reviewing. If you haven't done any of those things, do. We have 50 reviews and none in the last 6 months, so please review us. And also, we have a Patreon with an extra movie every month if you're at the $5 tier, and an extra mission briefing every other month if you're on only the $3 tier. We have movie riffs as well, and please sign up if you haven't yet. Otherwise, thanks for listening.
Myopia Movies is a production of Dude Letter Podcasting. It is hosted by Nick Hoffman, edited by Nick Hoffman and Daniel Sedis. The theme song is Surf Shimmy by Kevin MacLeod. Find his music on comptech.com. It is registered under the Creative 4 license. Our regular panelists are Matthew Quinn, Daniel Suttis, Nick Hoffman, and Jeremy Lightman. Thanks for listening. Please support our Patreon at patreon.com/myopia. Thanks, guys.